For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill. Well, we check in with Minnesota Farmers Union. Many Farmers Union members from around the U.S. are converging on D.C., and we focus here on our Minnesota delegation. And we have a chance to find out what's going on, what is the message, what are the priorities here this week, as we visit with Hannah Bernhardt joining us here this morning. Hannah, thank you for joining us here on Chasm Radio. First of all, before we get into the trip, introduce yourself and a little bit on your farm background. You're up in the Hinckley area, is that correct?
Yep. I am a grass-based livestock farmer up in Pine County outside of Finlayson. I own and operate Medicine Creek Farm, and so I raise grass-fed beef and lamb and pastured pork. And I'm focused on soil health practices, so I do management-intensive adaptive grazing. And then I direct market everything to customers in the Twin Cities and Duluth, primarily just through my website. And I also do a good bit of agritourism. And so we have two farm stay rentals that we rent out to customers and families who are curious about seeing a working farm and meeting the animals and where their food comes from. And with that, I do public tours most Saturdays of the summer.
So Hannah, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, you grew up in agriculture, but this is your own special twist to agriculture, the way you're doing it, correct? And then different than the way you grew up, is that right?
Yeah. I grew up on a corn and soybean farm during the farm crisis of the 80s in southern Minnesota. And so, you know, I witnessed a lot of the uncertainty that farmers were going through at the time. And I made the choice to kind of farm differently to try to escape some of the things that felt uncontrollable to farmers. And so, you know, farmers can't control the price of the products they're selling on the commodity market, and they also can't control the price of their inputs that they need, you know, to buy their seed and their fertilizer and those things. And so I really only felt confident getting back into farming when I learned more about direct marketing and also about these soil health practices, things I could do to reduce my reliance on these expensive inputs. But unfortunately, you know, right now it feels like we're experiencing some of the same uncertainty that we experienced in the 80s. There's just a lot farmers still can't control, including the weather and some of these bigger, you know, market forces that are still impacting me, even though I'm direct marketing. You know, I do participate in a bigger economy. I have to buy my hay from the neighbors, and I buy some feeder stock. I'm about to get 20 piglets next weekend. So, you know, all of these things kind of trickles down the line and affects us. And I think that's why we're here in D.C. this week, is to talk about these issues with our elected officials.
Now, Hannah, you've been involved, I know, on the state level, too, and the national level. And just kind of a prime example with this week's trip, is it more informative? Is it just to give legislators kind of that firsthand on-farm examples like you were giving me, or what are some of those priorities of discussion?
We're really, you know, hoping that we can spread the message that we need a farm bill now. It's already 2 years late, and, you know, these extensions aren't perfect, and some things have gotten left out of them, and so it would really give farmers a lot of that certainty back if we could at least know that we've got a strong farm bill here to, you know, give us the safety net that we need. And so, you know, some of the things I'm really passionate about talking about are these things that will help other farmers like me, beginning farmers, small farmers, farmers doing things a little bit outside of the box. So for me, that's conservation programs. You know, I've never been able to use crop insurance, but I have been able to use some of the conservation programs through the Natural Resource Conservation Service. And those are also the things that my customers really support. And, you know, it's their taxpayer dollars, too. They like to see farmers using these conservation practices. Additionally, disaster assistance. So the disaster assistance that came out recently was really important and necessary, and I'm glad that they got that through. But at the same time, I don't get to use that because I don't grow commodities. And so one message I'd really like to share is getting a permanent disaster program into the Farm Bill that would be accessible by any farmer, and so that we just know that it's ready. Right now, you know, every year there's a new different disaster and they come out with a new different program, and it takes a while for them to roll it out, and Farm Service Agency staff has to figure out the new program. It would just be a lot more efficient if we could already have it in the Farm Bill. And then lastly, you know, I sell food directly into my community to customers. And a program that I got to use during the pandemic was called the Local Food Purchase Assistance Program. And it was grants to nonprofits in the states that were doing food distribution to people in need. But the thing that was really great about this program is that they were buying directly from farmers. And so I got to sell ground beef at the price I needed to get to make a living, and then I got to help distribute it to people in need in my community. And the program has ended, but I would love to see it in the new Farm Bill. I think it's been a great program, and unfortunately, food insecurity is rising for a lot of people right now. And so this would be a way to help both farmers and, you know, help us feed our fellow Americans who need it right now.
You know, that seems like a program, my phrase I like to use, it checks all the boxes. It seems like it checks all the boxes, and like you said, it benefits everybody.
It felt so good, you know, just to be able to help my neighbors. And the food bank that I was able to then donate to told me that they hadn't had any fresh meat in a year. And so I think it also plays into a lot of the discussions we've been having about public health and getting healthier food into hospitals, schools, food banks, all of these things. There's no reason why we shouldn't be just buying directly from farmers.
Hannah Bernhardt joining us, farmer and member with Minnesota Farmers Union in Washington, D.C. this week. I know you got there Monday. Did you have some visits already? And what were your initial takeaways, Hannah?
We had a big briefing, and we had both Senator Klobuchar and Congresswoman Angie Craig. So these are both members on the House and Senate Agriculture Committees. And so they spoke to us, and we just did some prep. Today, we're actually going to do all our visits with the members and their staff. And takeaways are that it's going to be hard in this environment. You know, they're trying to work on a budget bill right now, but we're really here just to focus on saying, you know, the Farm Bill can happen at any time. It doesn't have to be after this budget bill gets passed. So farmers need it now. We can't really wait. I'm about to start my lambing next week, and I'll have about 75 lambs on the ground by the end of May. And so, you know, this is my last chance to get out here and share my story before I'm just too busy for the season. And we know, you know, the weather is always going to be on the front of farmers' minds. So we're heading into another season where we're going to be impacted by whatever comes our way. And so we need our members of Congress to hear us now.
Hannah, you mentioned lambing. You mentioned you got piglets coming to the farm. I mean, you have a to-do list that never, I'm sure, ceases, you know. But why, like this trip here, why is it so important to be there face-to-face? I think a lot of people understand the importance of that. Why is it so important to you to kind of do that, be there, be visible, be vocal? Is that something you always believed in, was a necessity to do, or did that kind of just grow within you here in the recent years and while you've been farming?
Actually, I really feel like it was kind of a family value that was passed on to me. My grandfather was a big Farmers Union member, and my grandma was a big volunteer in the community and always talked to me about the importance of voting and being involved in, you know, showing up to meetings and being a part of the process. And so I feel fortunate that was like modeled for me. And so So, you know, it's always been important to me to show up and share what I'm seeing. I think, you know, since the past 10 years when I've started my own farm and been farming this way, that passion has only grown because I've seen, you know, where the system works for farmers and where it's not. And the only way that, you know, government can work for us is if they hear from us and hear what we need. So I'm really grateful to Minnesota Farmers Union for giving me this opportunity and for creating a space for farmers' voices to be heard. And, you know, I think it's sharing our stories directly is one way for people to really understand what it is we do on a daily basis. Some people are pretty disconnected from farming and agriculture at this point. And so, you know, sharing stories about my pigs and lambs is a way to really make it real. And that includes with our government officials.
Hannah Bernhardt joining us here on CASM Radio from Washington, D.C. this week. Hannah, sure appreciate your time. Thanks for the information. Thanks for your efforts this year in our nation's capital. And look forward to visiting once again in the future, okay?
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Hannah Bernhardt joining us, a farmer from the Hinckley area, Farmers Union member in D.C. This week here on CASM Radio for CASM Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.